It's the Bad Advice Show.
Good afternoon, good morning, good night. I know I normally don't do that that way, but this is a special edition of the Bad Advice Show. I am your anchor and host, Gordon Baker Bone. And to my special left, put your hands together for the daddy of daddies, Cerrone Russell, everybody.
Hello, hello.
And to my urgent right, put your hands together for the NOLA queen, Mel, everybody.
It's DEFCON 5 in this bitch.
Yes, it is. This is our bonus episode because we saw some things. And we threw an emergency to get this episode out because we got questions.
We require our immediate attention.
Immediate attention. Mel, lead the way.
So my city, of all places. This weekend on the flight from Atlanta, from New Orleans to Atlanta, somebody left something on the plane, jumped out the exit window. And when people were leaving, there was an alarming number of Black people that was just kind of sitting there like, hey, what's going on? When did we lose that recipe?
Just running?
Oh, no.
Look, I'm fucking chewing because I'm flabbergasted by it. I don't think we all lost that recipe. Some of us still run at the drop of a dime.
Is it just that everybody ain't coming with us now?
No. Some people are staying behind for footage. Some people are staying behind to be heroes. And it ain't that type of party for Gordon.
And for those people who pointed out that stampeding wouldn't have been a good idea and it was safety, thank you. Appreciate that because, yes, that is factual. Unfortunately, that does not fit with the stereotype or the joke. And that's why we.
Yes.
Yeah, because I would have definitely opened that door myself. I've seen that door get closed multiple times. I know I can open it.
Right.
When he went out the right side, I would have been on the slide on the left side going down.
Right there. I'm going to tell y'all, when I was pregnant, and I mean big pregnant, you're talking like 7.5, 8 months, they had the fire alarm went off. And I heard people looking for me, and I was already out the door at the bottom of the steps. I don't fuck around. I am very trained to respond to alarms, whistles, screams, and running outbursts.
Oh, Lord, we done forgot mail. Somebody got to go check the bill.
The hell you did.
She
I
is
was right big, here. Pregnant, and down stars.
Out of there.
I don't play no games, so we can't. But like, are you a spontaneous runner?
I am a situation. It depends on if I'm alone or not, because you know I got all these kids.
Right.
So if I'm not alone, I got to decide: do I need to bunker down, or do I need to haul ass with them in my arms? That's the only caveat I will put on that, because I'm. But if it's time to go with the kids, I'm going to scoop them up like Derrick Henry. I'm out of there.
There's a
now,
lot
I don't
of...
know. Your middle baby, she might be child to the door.
Yeah.
She don't look like she's waiting around.
No.
Yeah. I don't. Speaking of running from situations and fires and urgency, I don't know if you guys watch football, but on Red Zone this past weekend, Red Zone, NFL Red Zone actually was on fire, and the anchor stayed while the sirens were going off in the background. That's right.
Yep. Nah. He went down with the ship, huh?
Was the anchor a Black?
No. Scott Hansen is a 19-year veteran of NFL Red Zone, and he said he was going to stay and continue to give us 19 hours of continuous football.
Bless his bones. Bless his almost charred bones.
He had a for real band on the Titanic deck moment for NFL football.
You're taking it a little too seriously.
I would say, look yourself, bitch, and that would have been it. I would have left so fast, like Wile E. Coyote, in my headset would have still been floating in the air.
With a little puff of smoke, a little dust.
Oh, man.
Look, I would, you know what I've always wanted to do in all the times I've had to run from danger, leave a cut out of myself like the Looney Tunes used to when they run through a wall.
Yes. Oh man.
I've always wanted to just fully clear something like really tall, like do that leapfrog over it.
Some big shit like a Suburban.
Yes. Did you see Mel? She had the stride of a gazelle. I didn't know she had it in her.
Over the truck, one bound.
Cleared it.
I think a lot of people want to be heroes for some reason, or like have that, like that moment of people go, wow, I'm impressed by that. And I'm like, that only lasts about like someone buy you one beer and that moment's over.
I'm kind of weirded out by our obsession with chronicling like everything. Like I started seeing it at the, you know, at concerts. People are watching concerts through their phones, right?
Yeah.
But just even with the plane, like there is shit, like the shit is hitting the fan and somebody is making sure that they're recording.
We're
move,
all big.
Move.
No, we're all Big Brother now. You know that.
It's so weird. We are the biggest self-snitches. It is so strange.
Yeah. Yeah. We want likes and retweets and we want to go viral and a chance to be on CNN, being interviewed.
I love our obsession with self-destruction.
Oh, God.
No. CNN will have to get my colorful recollections, what they will have to get.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I would actually rather be loud bonnet lady than person who was recording it for TikTok.
Hell yeah.
Loud bonnet lady. We haven't seen her in a while.
We don't get her anymore.
Oh, there's bonnets all
I'm
over.
I'm blaming Barack Jersey. Obama. Once the community started deciding they were too good for bonnets.
No, I'm not blaming Barack for that. I'm blaming Monique for that.
I'm blaming Barack Obama. Monique ain't got no powers.
Oh, man. Stop wearing your bonnets, baby. Like, what? No, I need to keep my head nice. That's such a beautiful moment, too, when you teach your fellow black person about a bonnet or the do-rag. That's such a beautiful, noble moment.
Yeah, I chronicled giving my son his first do-rag.
Is your son's name Buddy Lee? Is he a country? I mean, a rock singer that we maybe saw
no,
timeline today?
No, he's not.
Mel, he has a little boy named Cool Breeze. So Rome is by far the most country of countries.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me.
But I'm sick of the shit. Right now, Bad Advice Show is going to have court. We are going to have a trial because I'm sick of the lies. I'm sick of the nonsense and the shadowy explanations. Today, you are going to prove to us now and forevermore that you are not T.I.
What the hell?
That is, I'm on the fence about this because I've thought this. Never spoke on it.
When did y'all build this fence?
Mel built the fence, and I was just like, I'm not picking a side, so I just sat there and I watched.
He gave me some sticks.
He gave me
some
sticks.
He had some posts in place.
All right. I can definitively say I am not Clipper Harris because I am Saron Russell. Y'all have known me for plus 10 years, 10 years plus.
Oh, all right, first off.
You see me in places he hasn't been.
You sure about that?
How do I know that? February 8th, 2009. T.I. performed Swagger Like Us with M.I.A., Kanye West, Jay-Z, and Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Staples Center. Mm-hmm. The 2009 Grammys. Can you account for your whereabouts, proving that you were nowhere near Los Angeles, California, or a stapler?
Okay, first of all, I would have been just about to turn 29. I wouldn't have had the money to buy a ticket to goddamn Los Angeles at the time, because I was very broke at that time. And I'm finna get ready to cry into a bottle of $5 liquor for my birthday. That is not me.
That sounds like something T.I. would do. All right.
Gordon, do you have a follow-up question?
I have tons of follow-up questions. I want people to follow along with my questions. If you have a piece of paper and you listen to this, write this down, and you can make your own spider web board. All right. Sarome, does your name not start with a C?
Preach.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Check. Mel, your next question.
What kind of...
In Heavy Chevy's track 15 from 2001's I'm Serious, T.I. says as follows. Now, how you tame a young baller that rides Suburbans, Caprices, and Candy Impalas? Raspberry Monte Carlos that march like a Rottweiler. Off the collar, addicted to hustling and stacking mighty dollars. And Mr. Russell, I ask you, can you produce any evidence that you have not written in Suburbans, Caprices, Candy Impalas, nor Raspberry Monte Carlos?
I've never been in Monte Carlo.
And please, before you answer, keep in mind that we have audio taken from this very show highlighting your affinity for Rottweilers, hustling, and stacking mighty dollars. What say you, man?
What kind of wretched ass cross examination is this?
Objection.
Wait a minute, I'm
also the judge. Sustain. Please answer the question, Mr. Russell.
Do I like Heavy Chevys? Yes. Do I like Rottweilers? Yes. Do I like stacking dollars? From time to time. I have not been in the Raspberry Monte Carlo, though.
Okay. All right. Well, I have a question now, too. Sarome, have you ever held a weapon in the state of Georgia? A gun.
When is it too late to plead the fifth? I've held a weapon in the state of Georgia.
All right, Mel, your question.
Mr. Russell, your
the shittiest
comedy
lawyer.
Group, you are called the Decepticonics, are you not?
Yes.
Deception. A play on the Transformers Decepticons, who also had Constructicons, a great robot formed from many, taking us to the widely accepted fact that T.I. is not a rapper born of man, but rather three pocket-sized Sarome muscle clones in the Kuti shirt. Tell me I'm lying.
What the? I was going to say that's a full-size man. That is not a full-size man. That is not three of my children pretending to be a person and rapping very well and growing their hair out and trying comedy. That is not three of my children doing that.
That is so true. I could attest to that. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I was going to ask, I was going to do a connection between you doing comedy and T.I. doing comedy, but I've seen T.I. do comedy, and I could definitely say, yeah, that doesn't help my case at all. Two vastly different individuals.
I didn't say he wasn't a glitchy clone. Also, clones and children are different.
Oh, wait.
So I will mark that last question as unanswered.
Okay. What else do I know? Oh, are you a fan of Big Boy?
Yes.
All right. Let the record show that all T.I. is also a huge fan of Big Boy. All right.
My case that's is... not a fair. That is not a fair question.
Mr. Russell.
I am from Georgia. That is Georgia's son.
Mr. Russell, if you please, say the following words as you would normally say them. College Park.
I don't like where this is going already.
College Park, Hot Wings, Goddamn, and Shawty. Mr. Russell, if you would.
What's the last one?
Shawty.
Oh, this is not, wait a minute. Anybody can fail this test.
Mr.
My
Russell.
My grandma couldn't pass this test.
Mr. Yeah. Russell, if you please.
College Park.
Ooh.
Why are you already laughing, Gordon? Hot Wings. What was another one?
Goddamn and Shawty.
Goddamn and shower.
Oh man. Oh my. All right, my next question is, you said you served time in the Marines, correct?
I don't think I don't like how you said that. Because the nigga I'm defending myself from not being served time. I had time served in the Marines. Them two different ways of doing time.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Just note it. All right. All right. T.I. Is known for having to work with white boys that get into trouble. Have you ever had to work with a white boy that got into trouble before?
Chet Malden from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Where you at, bro?
Let the record show, T.I. has been known to work with Justin Timberlake, a known white boy that gets in trouble.
Perpetual trouble. I wonder if Chet can sing too. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Hey, let me just. I want to stand up for the regulars. I don't like the way this case is going at all. Like at all. I don't like these proceedings.
Mr. You sound like every person that got a public defender has said those words.
Mr. Russell, the state of Georgia is just only so big, and I feel like we could solve this with just seeing a picture of you and T.I. in the same place. Is such a picture in existence?
No, I've never met the man.
Just what T.I. would say.
This is going to be so weird when I finally do meet this man. And my only, I'm going to have a lot of aggression or a lot of disdain for him because I've been spending my last 15 years defending the fact that I am not him. He's not going to know why I'm upset at him.
That's so true. My question now, have you ever pacificated over anything?
I don't think I have, because I don't think that's a word.
I don't think it's a word either, but I've heard T.I. say it, and kudos to you for not trying to say the word also. That would have been a damning.
Yeah, that's a wiretap right there. I'm not going to say that word.
Mr. Russell, I mean, would you like to speak on your own behalf on this? Because your testimony has just been abysmal. I don't know.
Yeah, I like to speak on my own behalf. I am appalled by these goddamn proceedings. I am just insulted by the fact that y'all won't, as my friends, don't take my word that I am not this man. There are so many differences between me and him. He is worth upwards of $100 million.
Well, you're worth $100 million to me.
I owe both of y'all money.
You're worth $100 million.
I am 6'2". He is a smooth 5'4".
All right, this is true because he did fight Mayweather, and
clones in a cool T-shirt. Check the sign.
Oh man! Oh, all right. Outside of this courtroom, can we just talk about how all these rappers' kids are now becoming rappers? There's gonna be a point that we're gonna look up, and Lil Wayne's kids are gonna have an album out. T.I.'s kids are gonna have an album out. Kanye's
son already has one out.
Oh, he does?
He has two of his older sons. Both of them are musicians. One, I kind of like his music.
Okay.
He has one of them is a rock musician that goes by what? Buddy Lee? Buddy something?
Buddy Red.
Buddy Red. That's what it is. And Demonte, obviously looks exactly like Cerrone. But also, but like a little Cerrone, he looks like a clone Saron that they drew from memory.
I want to say this, and I know I'm going to get backlash on this. All you Escape fans, it's because of y'all love of Escape that we have a T.I. today. Dun, 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 dun.
Wait, you saying that this is Escape's fault?
This is Escape fans' fault. Y'all supported and bought all those albums, giving Tiny so much money. Did y'all know that Tiny financed his first album, the one that's called I'm Serious? She financed that.
She had the money first. She was the star.
Yeah.
Yep, and she was the one that hooked him up with Pharrell for that first single that put him over the top, I'm Serious.
I love the way you say it.
I remember that song. I never heard someone from Atlanta say, I'm Serious. What? I heard of Pharrell or some other type of affirmation. But I never heard that come from someone from Georgia. And I went, wow, maybe he is.
I believe him.
I've never heard.
I've never heard a country boy exclaim that word.
Yeah, exclaim it. I've never heard someone enunciate an apostrophe.
My goodness.
Some nigga said he'll pronounce the apostrophe and
I was like, oh, I heard that. Oh.
Your voice went up a little bit there. I know what you're getting down with.
We're gonna have to leave this. We're gonna have to put a poll out to see who proved their case.
Yeah, who proved? Like, let us know. Hashtag Bad Advice Show. Who do you believe has a better case? Saron Russell for not being Clifford, which is a wild name for T.I.
Such a name. That is such a name.
Well, you got to remember, he's an 80 baby too, and they were still giving us an old name.
Is he a junior?
I don't know if he's a junior or not, but he might be.
Oh man.
Yeah, he's a junior.
Dang, man, T.I. has done so many questionable projects, especially in films.
Good Lord, we're the same age.
I wonder why that is.
Oh, well, rest my case. Was they just cloning y'all around Georgia? Was Coca-Cola?
I am insulted that we had to carry on this charade.
Oh, Saron, I believe you, Saron. I just get worried sometimes that like you might go out and somebody's gonna grab you and throw you in the back of a Suburban, like you got a rat.
We can't. I would just imagine them being so confused.
You ever see those movies?
Me off is what? Me knowing all the words without thinking about it.
I can't remember the film where the president was like in a coma or something like that, and they grabbed a lookalike of the president, and he had to pretend to be the president for like Dave. The next month. The Dave, yeah. What if
the Kevin Kline?
Yes.
Wait, was that Kevin Kline? Yeah.
I believe so.
Who's the one? Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't thinking, because there's a creepy one that I don't fuck with.
Oh man, I would love to see Saron in a Clifford movie where T.I. is missing and he has to pretend T.I. for a whole month and no one notices that he's 6'2".
Because who's going to question him?
Just odd references. Like, oh, you got new sneakers, man? What's going on?
Mom, you sitting a little different in that chair.
Yeah, okay.
I just used to remember seeing space over your head and I don't see it no more. That's great.
Oh, man. All right. That's going to conclude this bonus episode of the Bad Advice Show. Thank you guys so much for fucking with us, because this is what we do.
To vote in the poll.
Oh, what polls is coming up, Mel?
We're going to have the poll about Cerrone proving his case.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So,
So we're going to have, Cerrone is going to have to prove his, you're going to have to vote on whether or not Cerrone proved his case.
And
is he
also,
or is he not T.I.? Or is T.I. three pocket-sized Cerrone Russell clones in a Nakuu t-shirt?
And also, hashtag Bad Advice Show, let us know the last time you ran from a scary situation. Because, like, once you turn 30, you don't run full sprint anymore. That's some wild shit. Like, unless you're a professional athlete, when's the last time you ran full sprint?
My cats had to learn a lesson about hiding from me when the fire alarm goes off.
Yeah.
Because one day they did it, and I had to leave them in here.
Yeah.
And the fire alarm was still going off. And so now, now that they know I'm taking them away from the noise, the first thing they do is just walk to the thing. You know why? Because they black.
See, I learned my lesson about cats and fires because I lived with that lady that thought she was a cat. And, if they don't want to be found.
My girlfriend's in there. Did you tell her to come out? She's not in a space where she talks right now.
Listen to a firefighter who's a human cat in there.
I'm sorry, what?
Open a can of tuna.
You gotta lure her out. I'm not luring a person.
Listen, you wanna save her or not?
Yeah. These are the options. Yeah, take this cat toy. It's got a bell at the bottom.
What would they have to use? What would lure you out of a hidden space? What would they have to drop?
Ooh, they would just have to have like a decent tequila neat with a splash of ginger ale.
What they have to do for you, Cerrone?
Crab rangoons. I'm out of there. No. Crab rangoons, I'm out of there. I'm coming out.
Ooh.
What about you, Mel?
Starburst.
Oh, really? That's it?
And have them and if you arrange them in a line where the colors, where the flavors are alternating, and you know right when to add that lemon because that's the cocktail Starburst, yeah, that'll get me.
Yeah, definitely.
The standoff is over. She's coming out. They have the Starburst.
Or another thing too, a Caribbean woman with a very mean attitude. I'm coming right on out.
I can just picture that. Just there'll be some officer will take off her hat and let her hair fall down. And like, get the fuck out of here, Gordon, you don't fucking hear me? Get out of here right fucking now.
Just see me peek out the door. Huh?
I ain't no wifey was out there.
Wiping the soot off my face. All right. Where can people find you guys on social media?
You can find me at The Gates of Mel on all platforms. The O is a zero.
And Cerrone, where can people find you?
You can find me at Cerrone Russell on TikTok and Twitter. And Metarome, Metarome on Instagram.
Perfect. All right, guys. With that being said, make sure you follow us on Patreon, patreon.com/Bad Advice Show for bonus content like this and also early content and extra content. And with that being said, I am Baker Bone, and you can find me at Baker Bone on Instagram and Twitter and also BakerBone.com.
And we'll don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Bad Advice Pod. We're going to be tweeting from there.
Perfect. We'll talk to you guys soon. And thank you so much for listening to our bonus stuff. Peace.
Mel was so well prepared.
Yes, she was.
Wait, I haven't stopped the thing. Wait. Yeah, I was around.